Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Ladies of Liverpool. It's me, Leanne Campbell. Delighted you're joining us once again. Every week, a different episode, different story to tell. I do believe every woman has a tale. There's always something we can talk about, so get in touch if you'd like to take part in one of our episodes. This week, I think it's only right as the football season's kicked off. It's been a long time coming. We speak to a lady in football. So this Scouse girl from Skem, she started off at a young age taking part in football. She played for Liverpool at one point. The girl's been involved in professional football and she's taken her skills into a different arena. So we're talking industry, we're talking business and the highs and lows of women's football. Get your ears around this. I'm sure you're going to love it. I loved Grace. I'm sure you'll really enjoy listening to her. Do you know when you just meet a young lady who deserves to do well? If you can help her out, get involved. This is Ladies Liverpool with Grace Miskick.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Grace is with us then, a lady of Liverpool. Where are you from, Grace?
So I'm from Scamersdale.
Okay, and you've been playing for Liverpool Football Club.
Yes, I did.
Liverpool Ladies.
Yes, that's right. I signed there when I was 13.
So you've gone from Liverpool Ladies to Ladies of Liverpool.
Yeah.
Which is a bit confusing. But obviously you've got a massive love for football and that's where your business idea all came from. So how easy is it as a young girl to get into football, to professional football?
I think it's getting a lot easier now. Like when I was little, I was literally the only girl who liked football. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, there's so many more girls playing now and there's more of like a pipeline towards playing professionally.
It's huge, isn't it? The World Cup took over everyone's telly, didn't it? It was brilliant. It was so, it's almost one of those things where you think it's about time.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for something like that, haven't we, where everyone gets on board. And, and it was huge.
I know, it was absolutely everywhere, wasn't it?
How old are you?
I'm 22.
So you're still very young.
I know.
So you started off where then? You're just kicking the ball around Skem?
Yeah, literally like my family's like football obsessed, like big Liverpool fans. So I didn't really have a choice. And where I live at the moment, we live on like a massive, on the back of a football field.
Yeah.
So I literally used to just watch the boys play all the time. And was like, I really want to do that.
Okay.
And yeah, and luckily my dad's setting up a girls team for me. And that's how I kind of got into
that?
It. I know.
So dad's like, what's your love, babe?
Yeah, right, I'll get some girls together.
So we set up a girls team. And were you playing in like a proper little league? And
Yeah. I think we started when we were under 10. Mm-hmm. So it was like a little grassroots league. We used to play every Saturday. All the parents would come down, put the goals up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And then did someone spot you?
I think it was like, my dad was like, we need to like take you somewhere else now and push you a bit further. Mm-hmm. So I just went and trialled when I was 13.
How'd you go about that? Because you're talking now to someone who hasn't got one clue.
My dad just got in contact with them and was like, I want to bring my daughter down to training. I think it'd be a bit more harder now to do that. I know there's more like trial-based stuff that happened over the summer, so you'd go and trial.
Because you hear about the kids get scouted, doing little tournaments and things.
Yeah. I think it's definitely getting more bigger now. And And yeah, there will be scouts watching. I don't think there was as many when I was little, but there'll be definitely people watching now, you know, on the weekends and stuff.
Big business, this women's
football
now.
I know,
so
it's brilliant.
They'll be everywhere. So there you are, you start playing in tournaments and your dad goes, I'm going to push you a little bit further.
Yeah.
And who did he phone?
I think he just sent an email.
Did he?
Yeah, to the guy who coordinates the academy.
Okay, and for Liverpool?
For Liverpool, for the ladies' side of things, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just went down.
So your dad's a big red to take you?
Yeah,
he's gone straight to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Have a look at me, girl.
Yeah.
So you obviously excelled.
Yeah, I did. When I was younger, you know, I did really, really well, I think. I stayed at the academy till I was about 17 and played at the reserves. And then I ended up getting released and I had to go and I moved to Manchester City then.
Okay, was that your choice? Was that their choice?
No, it was their choice. It was around the time really when women's football was starting to take off a bit and, you know, the money was coming in and they were getting more players and I just didn't make the cut.
Oh, you must have been gutted.
Oh my gosh, I felt like my world had ended. I remembered like the phone call. It was actually the lady who's the manager of Liverpool's team now who rang me.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, you've not made it. Like, we're going to have to let you go. And I remember being so gutted.
Devastated.
But, you know,
I know lads now, like mates of mine now, in the late 30s, and they still say about a pint.
Oh,
and you mentioned the time when they realised they weren't going to become a footballer. They're just still devastated by it. Now, I think loads of life choices of lads I know play footy, the silly decisions they made and any cock-ups in life, they go, that was because I was devastated. Because Everton released me, or because, you know, I was never going to play for Liverpool, or they were playing for some random team somewhere and thought someone was going to find them and pick them out, but they just never did.
Yeah, yeah. It was hard, like, but you know, you kind of build yourself back up again, and went and trials again at City and got in there. So that was like another chance for me.
Whoa, so you yeah. didn't take it on the chin. You went, right, okay, yeah. I'm moving forward.
I mean, for a day, I remember just being in my room, like, crying. But then, yeah, I thought, you know what? I'm only young. I can, why not go and try somewhere else, try yeah. something a bit different? And yeah, and went to sign for City.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So tell us, what's it like being a Scouse girl playing for Man City?
Oh, you know what? It was such a big change, you know, because obviously I'd been in the setup at Liverpool for so long and I had to come out of there, and I was the only girl who wasn't like in City, mm-hmm. who was like in that area. But, you know, City was absolutely amazing. We got to train 4 nights a week. We got to train at the new facilities. It was absolutely amazing.
It's a big commitment, isn't it? So you're training 4 times a week.
Yes.
And did you hope that at some point this was going to pay your mortgage? This yeah. was going
to
be your career?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, like when I was playing 4 times a week, it wasn't as clear that you could be a professional footballer. It was just happening at that time.
Yeah.
So I was like growing up and I couldn't aspire to be that really. And it was only when I was playing at City that they sort of professionalised the Women's League. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was always in the back of my mind that I really wanted to try my best and get to the top level, but it wasn't really an option,
yeah.
you know, growing up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is a huge commitment. And, you know, I thank my dad for taking me everywhere, you know.
I bet you
every night to training, you know.
You're right. It's so fantastic that it is an option for so yeah. many girls now to
oh my
aspire
gosh, yeah.
to be, you know, one of these brilliant
yeah.
women's football players. And my little girl's just 6.
Oh.
And a couple of months ago, when she was 5, I was picking her from school and the teacher stands at the, you know, the school door, and she said to me, so Annabelle's going to be playing in the tournament,
oh.
blah, 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 blah. And everything just went over me. And I was like, what tournament? She's really quiet, my little one, oh. really shy. And they said, the football tournament, she's been chosen, she's been practising.
Oh.
I was like, she hasn't mentioned this to me. I was like, does she need like football boots? And yeah, it's tomorrow. I was like, oh my, what do we do here? So I had to go and get her some football oh. boots. We turned up with my dad, the pair of us oh. are there watching this tournament. Like, with disbelief, I'll be honest, because I'd never seen her kick a ball ever in my life. The whole tournament, there wasn't another girl playing.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it was her school against all these different schools. So I was proud yeah. as punch. And I put a picture up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And the one and only Tony Duggan.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Messaged underneath and was like, hope she really enjoyed
oh
herself.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm showing her pictures because Annabelle's like now this big fan of Barcelona yeah. and oh. she's, you know, she's well into it. So, and I knew she loved football. I didn't yeah. know she played, because for Christmas that year she'd asked us for a Barcelona kit
yeah.
and a trip to the Barcelona stadium. We were like, oh, so she likes football, but I didn't know she could play. And when I say she can play, she can run.
Yeah.
And she can have a little go. And
yeah.
she's not scared of getting stuck in. But I think the whole kicking a ball into a goal needs work.
Yeah.
So I might call on you to do a
yeah,
couple of little private sessions
her.
With
yeah.
her. Which she has started with a
oh,
team.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now. So any advice for any mums, dads, carers who are listening with little girls who are showing some kind of interest, not just talent, an interest in
yeah.
football, what would you advise they do?
I think just try and give them the best opportunity to play, you know, get them involved in a local club who can like help them develop. And, you know, it's not, you don't have to aspire to be a professional footballer. It's
yeah.
great just to like, for fun and, you know, and make friends and stuff. So I just say, yeah, get them into a local club, get them, you know, engage with what's on TV, get them, try and get them down to the WSL games, you know, get them down to watch Liverpool and Everton and, yeah. and really show them that, you know, this is something that they can do as well.
I'm delighted that you said that, because so many people speak to me because I do theatre and
yeah.
radio and whatever else. And people will stop me and go, oh, my little one, she wants to be famous. And like, how old is she? And like, 5. And it fills me with dread.
Yeah.
And I say exactly what you've just said. No, find them a dance school or a drama school where they're going to have fun, they're going to
yeah.
make friends, because they, a lot of the times, the friends that you'll keep hold of
yeah,
for
definitely.
Life. You become your own little gang,
yeah.
don't you? And you both, you know, your best mates or the little group of you, you'll all love the same things and
yeah.
you're on a certain level. And it's so much fun and so lovely to be a part of something like that.
Mm.
Don't maybe think of the end game when
yeah.
you're 5.
Yeah.
Maybe save that for later on
yeah.
in life. So, good advice, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Miss Kicks.
Ooh.
So do people call you Miss Kicks now?
Miss Kick.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Kick.
Sorry, yeah.
No, okay. So it's Miss Kick. So if we're
yeah.
searching for it on Instagram, Facebook.
Just Miss Kick.
Just Miss Kick.
That's the one.
Tell me about it. What is it? What does it involve?
Okay, fab. So, like I said, I grew up playing football and it just felt like it was so like male dominated, you know, everywhere on the media. It was like boys, boys. I was the only girl. I just thought, you know what? It's about time, like, you know, us girls get something that we can like show off and we can do. And I thought, right, I really want to do something to kind of like change this perception that it's just about boys. So, yeah, I created Miss Kick and it's a clothing brand where we are trying to, you know, give girls the opportunity to shout about their love for football.
Yeah.
And as well, for every like t-shirt or hoodie we sell, we give £1 back to grassroots. So, you know, women's football, it's quite underfunded.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to try and have like a direct impact as well as what I was doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can support like local girls teams with buying like kit and training equipment and stuff like
that.
Do
you do little girls clothes or is it just big girls clothes?
Yeah, so we start at about age 5 all the way up to women's.
Oh, so my Annabelle's going to be talking around in this gear. Is it?
Yeah.
So I can buy it on the website if you just Google Miss Kick.
Yeah, yeah, misskick.com.
And what have you got? Talk me through your clothing range.
Okay, fab. So we have like loads of t-shirts. So I have like, I'd rather be at football. They're not just my friends and my squad. Do really positive messages.
Yeah.
We also have our hoodies as well. And we do headbands. So keep your hair out your face while you're running around.
Who comes up with the ideas of the slogans and stuff like that? Is this you on your own?
Yeah.
Or have you got a little team?
Yeah, so it is primarily myself. I do have an amazing business mentor called Alan Horridge who used to own Bench Fashion, and he has like all sort of like the inside knowledge stuff, so he helps me with like the day-to-day.
How did you get to grips with him?
He's from Skem.
Is the Skem massive?
I know, literally.
The fella who ran Bench is from Skem?
Yeah, he used to own the brand.
Crossed paths.
Yeah, yeah. So my auntie works with his wife in a school, and I just emailed him, was like, can you give me some help? Like, I'm trying to do this brand.
What a guy.
I know, he's amazing.
So he said to you, right, this is what you need to do to start. Or what was his first piece of advice? Can you remember?
I think it was just, we need to like register the name, you know, make sure no one else can use the name,
yeah.
Register the business, make sure that's all like protected before moving forward.
And then were you sat there drawing your slogans and your designs, or did you do this all on a computer? Did you get someone else to help you out with that?
Yeah, so I always had the ideas myself, but I have another friend who does like performing arts, so he's quite like savvy with, you know, Photoshop, so he sort of taught me the basics, so I can like do text and a few like bits and bobs, so I kind of do all that myself as well.
It's a lot to take on
for
yourself.
I know.
Do you work as well as run this company?
So I've been doing it alongside university. So I've been studying psychology at Manchester and I've just finished. I graduated a few weeks ago. So I've been balancing Miss Kick with uni and working part-time and playing football as well, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's been like mega crazy. But now I've graduated, the plan is to like focus on Miss Kick and try and take it to the next level.
So how do you go about that? What's your plan? We've had a couple of like entrepreneurs on this podcast, and one was a girl from Birkenhead.
Oh wow.
And do you know when you meet someone you're just like totally in awe of them? And this girl was you can find her, so she's pro blow. She's Rebecca. She's absolutely fantastic. So if you are listening to this podcast and it's your first podcast, scroll down the list and find Rebecca from ProBlow. She was literally working in a call centre, not really loving life. She was blow drying her hair with one of those barrel brushes and the handle snapped. So she clipped in the barrel and realised when she took it out, the curl lasted longer because it cooled. So she designed this brush with these like detachable barrels. She's a millionaire within 18 months.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I know. So I've got a feeling like in 18 months I'm going to be talking to you and you're going to be like, oh hi, I'm on my yacht, no. I've got no signal.
That's the dream.
Would you know what you're going to do next with it? Is it all just about promoting and getting it out there?
Yeah, it's just trying to get the brand noticed and, you know, trying to get in front of the right people. We've got obviously our everyday stuff at the moment. We're going to be bringing out training stuff, so you know you can actually wear our gear to training, and we are trying to as well set up some coaching, so we'd actually deliver some playing opportunities for girls and schools. So it is the brand, it is the merchandise, but we're also trying to really increase the opportunities for girls as well.
Okay, so if anyone out there can help,
you've
got an idea, now you're thinking, oh, I'd love to work alongside Miss Kick, I've got an event coming up, or I'd love to involve this stuff in my shop. If you sell clothes on Instagram and you want to get involved in, I don't know, collaborations with Miss Kick,
that'd
you
be great.
Can. That'd be lovely. Because really, at 22, the world is your oyster with this.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to any other professional women lady footballers out there, like the likes of Tony Duggan? Have you lent on anyone yet?
Well, do you know, because I've grew up sort of in the academy set and I have a few friends who've gone on to make it. So I have a couple friends who play for like Manchester United, some play for Reading. I have tried to reach out to the England squad, but obviously it's been the World Cup and, you know, they're really busy and they probably get loads of people bombarding them all the time. But yeah, I think the thing about women's football is, you know, it's not like you can't reach really Lionel Messi, can you? But with the women's game, you can go to the game and you can meet them afterwards. So it's so much more approachable. And I think it's just trying to get get it noticed and trying to get in touch.
So you need to start turning up with a bag of your stuff.
Yeah.
Dishing it out left, right and centre. You absolutely do. You've got a little fire in your belly. I can see that.
Thanks.
Who else would you like to thank apart from your dad? Who do you think you need to just take a moment and go, do you know what? You were a big part of my life.
Probably one of my best mates, Cara. She literally, like, because we've been on a bit of a tour this year, so we've made like a bit of a pop-up shop and we go to like, girls football tournaments, and she's been to every single one with me. Aww. Yeah, she's been amazing, and you know what, like, I couldn't have done that if that wasn't for her. And trying to put, do you know what, if you need some family therapy, try and put a gazebo up, because I've got my mum, my dad's car, trying to put this gazebo up every single weekend, literally, and it's brought together, you know, it's so funny. So yeah, them three, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to get to the places where I have.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So Grace, it's all about getting the brand out there and making sure, you know, people are flashing it about. So we'll put our heads together and see who we know, who we can contact.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
And try and get them wearing it. You've had a little bit of success though, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. It was actually crazy, you know, when I think about it. I was just sat at home watching the Women's FA Cup final with my mum on the telly.
Yeah.
And one of the mascots had a Miskick headband on in the middle of Wembley Stadium.
So you didn't give it to them?
She bought one and she just wore it and she was on the telly and I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
That is brilliant. So I know. You sat watching the telly and you're like, I
recognise that. Yeah. And it was just on BBC and I was like, whoa, that is mad.
So it is picking up pace, isn't
it? Grace? Yeah.
You're putting it out there and it's only a matter of time, I believe, and you absolutely do.
Oh, thank
so
you.
The football thing, is that like, have you finished with that now? Are you playing at the moment?
Yeah, so I play for Chorley FC. So we play in the National League. And you know, I absolutely love it. We Chorley are absolutely amazing. We get to play on the same pitch as the men, which a lot of teams don't get to.
Why is that?
I think it's just, you know, because of how things have gone and men's been so dominated.
Yeah.
I think
just historically that's
the way it's been, and I think it is catching up, and it would be great, you know, to see Liverpool playing at Anfield or Manchester City at the Etihad. But this season, to be fair, like the opening game of the WSL, it's Manchester United and City, and they're playing at the Etihad. So it is getting the crowds in as well. Yeah.
So who are you playing for now?
Chorley.
And how are you finding that?
It's great. You know, I signed last season and to be honest, it was quite hard because I was balancing my exams and finishing uni and Miskick. But this year, you know, we've just started pre-season and I feel so much better in myself because I've not got the stress of uni and it's great. Yeah.
So you've got all this free time now to fly the flag for Miskick.
Yeah.
Make that a huge success and compete,
yeah.
You can still compete, you can still play.
Yeah, and still train.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's been brilliant speaking to you.
Oh, yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
I just think you're an inspiration to all, not only the young ones, but to the parents listening as well.
Yeah.
To know that you've done all this from your bedroom, really.
Yeah, literally, my mum's kitchen.
From your mum's kitchen, where all the best business ideas come from, according to this podcast.
Yeah.
Honestly, the ladies we have on here, it all happens in your mum's kitchen.
Yeah.
So while you're sitting there tonight having your tea, think how you can maybe help just to push your little one in the right direction. Or if you fancy just buying yourself some of this clothing.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can tag in Miskick, spread the word. We'd love to see a bit of that happening. Again, tell us how we get our hands on your gorgeous fashion line.
So you can reach us at our website, www.miskick.com, and all our social media is at Miskick.
Thanks again, Grace. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.